Oh, baby, Birmingham.
There's a country song about art for the art festival. How about that?
It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on this. Throwing it back on a Thursday. It's brought to you by Stockman's Mercantile and De Leon. For your hometown stop, for your Western wear, and boutique style for the whole family. Other country songs about painting, art, as we get ready to throw the crayons or crane, whatever that in the tank at 8 o'clock. Well, let's get a little weird, maybe, on the artistic style, because, you know, pop art is...
1965!
And a good old trucker song from Del Reeves.
Calls by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway.
Girl on a billboard.
Okay.
1965 and a big number one hit, actually, at the time for Del Reeves, who was known for these kind of rockabilly trucker anthems, had a ton of success with them, and wrote them throughout his entire career. This song, though, written by Hank Mills and Walter Haynes for no other purpose than, well, we'll get to that, too, as well. But, yeah, this story of a truck driver that becomes infatuated with the advertisement of a woman on a roadside billboard. And it's, man, trucker through and through. In fact, even, like, BR-549 and the Setzer band and everything like that even did retakes and remakes of it throughout the years. But the original controversy came not from the subject matter, you would maybe think, but no, it was actually who wrote the thing. So credited to Hank Mills and Walter Haynes, but there is a claim that it was actually written about 10 years before in 1955 by some kid in Kansas named Larry L. Hill,
ooh,
who was inspired by a billboard on his daily route there in Kansas.
Larry, not the mayor.
Now, about the billboard, there is a myth and a persistent rumor that the girl spoken of in the advertisement was actually a young Dolly Parton, although it doesn't quite time out when she actually started modeling and becoming famous, and then this song. But nonetheless, things spent 20 weeks on the country chart, and 6 of those weeks
yowza
at number one. Holy cow. So, a bit of art. Real country style.
Doodle doo doo doo. Doodle doo doo doo.